Fitness, MetroFitness.com.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
All right, ladies and gentlemen of Millbrook, please start your organs.
We start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump announces new tariffs on products from Mexico until that country does more to stop the flow of illegal immigration into the United States. He laid it out on Twitter.
On June 10th, the U.S. will impose a 5% tariff on all goods coming into our country from Mexico until such time as illegal migrants coming through Mexico and into our country stop. He added the tariff will gradually increase until the illegal immigration problem is remedied.
Fox's Rob Dawson. There's a report that a top North Korean nuclear envoy involved in the most recent failed summit with President Trump has been executed.
A South Korean newspaper citing unnamed sources reporting four others who worked on the failed Hanoi summit were also executed. The paper also reports that top aide Kim Yong-chol was sentenced to hard labor, while Chairman Kim's interpreter was sent to a prison camp for making a mistake in translation.
Fox's Jessica Stone. This is Fox News.
There's a new entertainment hub with something for the whole family. Oopsies! Oopsies has everything. A lion petting zoo, table saw, arts and crafts, a knife throwing room, even a swimming pool with just the deep end and no floatsies. Try blindfolded skeet shooting or walking on hot coals.
Ow.
Grab a bite to eat in Oopsies food court with your choice of rare and dangerous pufferfish sushi, an E. coli beef burger, or yesterday's tuna with mayonnaise. Oopsies offers a summer adventure you'll never forget. Oopsies!
In case you haven't heard, it's Friday. How does that make you feel, Greg Budell?
You know what?
What?
I'm happy.
My goodness, man. Control yourself. Jay Scott, what would you say if I told you next week had three Fridays in it?
Dynamite! Dynamite!
Emily Hayes, have you heard the news? It's Friday.
Well, isn't that special?
Bailey, the Wonder Dog. I understand you're looking for a part-time job to earn some money on the weekends.
I guess I'll see if I can get my old gig back selling butt scratchers at the ballpark.
And Rich Thomas, what would you say if I told you there would be no more bad weather to report on this year?
Ooh, yeah!
Everyone is geared up for Friday. Stand by for three men.
Butt scratcher! Butt scratcher! Get your butt scratcher here!
And a lady.
All right, have you folks in Millbrook finished your business?
Yeah.
It is three men and a lady for a Friday already.
How did that happen?
I know. How did that happen?
Last day of May.
Jay Scott will be joining us. Someone, Emily Hayes.
Yeah, you're fine.
But right now, here's the man.
It's Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
We've got a pretty typical June day today on this last day of May. Lots of sunshine with a high today around 92. We had 94 yesterday. Rain chances 10%. At best today. Some of you were very lucky yesterday. About 15% of the area affected by a little downpour. Tonight's low, well, in the mid-60s. That's not bad. Tomorrow and Sunday, sunshine dominates. Low 90s both days. Upper 80s on the coast. Dry next several days. Monday, starting to warm up. Low to mid-90s. Tuesday and Wednesday, closer to the mid-90s. Maybe some widely scattered storms by middle of the week, but it's time to get out the sprinklers. Right now this morning, just a few clouds, 71 degrees, calm winds, 609.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon, located in historic downtown Prattville. With over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
Opening this weekend.
Bohemian Rap. D was great. Made mountains of cash for Queen.
Not really, not yet.
So classic movie. We spent $100,000 on sequence, $500,000 on shoes, crazy sunglasses too. And I think I'm gonna see those dollar signs. The Oscars will win best costume design. I'll give a speech after I win best.
Story here at 6:11.
Mm-hmm.
They're predicting for this weekend Godzilla. Is that how you pronounce the double L? Oh, that's Spanish. Pardon me.
Yeah.
Godzilla, King of the Monsters, expected to make up to $55 million, which doesn't seem like a big box office. Rocket Man, they're projecting a $20 million box office, and I think it's going to be much
relatively
higher than that.
Small. I'm not hearing the hoopla I heard for Bohemian Rhapsody, though.
Oh, so. I just was, I mean, this is from a Hollywood source. Mm-hmm.
Hollywood, Florida?
Duh. Guess who lives there these days? I don't know, $20 million, I think it'll do much better than that.
No, I think it will.
When the other two manage to stumble up the stairs, we'll have to get a pool going, a box office pool on Rocket right. Man.
I'm going to be at a 1 o'clock screening today.
Oh, for Rocket Man?
Yep.
I may go see Godzilla. I have always... The other day, I forget which... It was one of the movie channels. It was running... One of the upper-tier movie channels was running old Godzilla movies from the 50s.
And I love the... when Godzilla is going through the power lines, telephone poles.
He never learns, does he? Those power lines hurt when you knock him down. That's the first thing he goes for is the power lines. But he, I mean, assuming he's in a rubber suit, I guess he is grounded well.
It's good to be grounded.
And then, of course, they dub him in English. So you got the lips saying something in Japanese, but the audio coming out has nothing to do with what, you know, the way you're reading the lips. Like, but it's funny.
You might hear the guy say no, but then he's talking for a long time.
Yeah. it's fun to watch. We did a TV spot for the morning show down in Miami 1 year, and we made an editing change. It was a phone call segment. That's the one where I had the blue Miami Vice jacket on.
Uh-huh.
And... In the edit, the final production, it looked like a Godzilla movie because they
didn't match up the words.
No, they could change the... they were able to add this little piece of foam material in because they liked it, but it did not match. And people started noticing. It was kind of embarrassing, actually. I wish I could find a copy of the actual spot so I could show you. That's one I don't have a copy of. It was the last time I looked good, Rich. That's how long ago it was.
That is not true.
We are at 6:13. We'll have our most electrifying story of the morning coming up in just a bit. But first, let's get some local news.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Alabama lawmakers have approved legislation requiring public universities to develop and adopt policies protecting campus free speech. This legislation limits university officials' ability to cancel campus speakers. The bill now goes to Governor Kay Ivey for her signature. Governor Kay Ivey has signed legislation to expand broadband services across Alabama. Two bills signed on Thursday specifically target small communities that are often underserved by high-speed internet. And Alabama News Network is hitting the road today for Your Town Friday. We'll be in Georgiana for the 40th annual Hank Williams Festival. The festival starts at 2 p.m. on Saturday, but we're getting you ready for the festivities starting today. Catch our live reports at 5, 5:30, and 6. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Hi, this is Carol Kennedy with Camo Country, and we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for many years, and we appreciate Blue Water Broadcasting helping promote Camo Country.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
I feel all buttery.
Can you tell me what day it is?
The last day of the week.
Last day of the week.
The last day of the month.
Thank God it's payday.
Get ready for the weekend.
TGIF. Thank God it's fried eggs.
No, stupid.
Thank God it's Friday.
Hey, you ready for this weekend?
I don't know. What's this weekend?
Rest and relaxation.
I could get into that.
Oh, yeah, I could totally get into that.
Son of the better as far as I'm concerned.
Dugard. Let's get this show started.
Mr. Electric presents three men and a lady's most electrifying story of the morning. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 269-8886. Here with today's high voltage news is Greg Budell.
I was going to go with a story about David Lee Roth, who was in a Las Vegas hotel, heard Van Halen music blasting from a party, so he crashed the party. Hey, I'm David Lee Roth. I made that song, and nobody knew who he was.
Oh, you're kidding me. That's so embarrassing.
It's got to be. It's like, you know, that time I had to open up a stick CD in a store to prove to my date that I actually worked for the band, because she didn't believe me. But he's a star, you know? Hey, that's my song.
I love it when people tell their kids when they run into me in the store. They said,
That's a weatherman I've been watching, you know, for years. And the kid just looks like, I don't care.
Sometimes
I could care less about who this older guy is. The 80s is just, let's put it this way. I wish Janelle had been able to catch some of the, she sees all this in retrospect.
When you were in your heyday.
Yeah. Well, you see, here's the thing. I'm in heyday, too. I'm in the sequel now.
Heyday the sequel.
So what we're going for the most electrifying story today is the annual Scripps Howard Spelling Bee, which finished in an 8-way tie for the first time ever.
Wow.
And each one of those kids gets $50,000.
Oh, my God.
What's your paycheck going to tell you today?
I've been spelling since I was a newborn. That's why I'm an awkward geek. Been waiting my whole life for spelling bee. And all those years of homeschool, Mom was hovering right over me. Anything to win the spelling bee. Just 13. So I can pay for college by spelling. It's me against 500 people to spell on ESPN3. Can't embarrass myself on TV. Last year I didn't make it, misspelled.
Ty spares us that painful moment when one kid is eliminated because they can't spell some ridiculous word that most of us have never heard before.
And I'm saying this in a complimentary way. A lot of those kids are from the Asian continent that win those awards, so they must be producing some very smart kids in Asia. I mean, you never see anybody from Canada, ever.
Oh, I don't think there's any doubt. Nobody ever likes to talk about that because then it gets into this whole nonsense of racial superiority and stuff. Look, when I went to Illinois in the early 70s, every morning I'd stop at the cafeteria for coffee and read the newspaper. Uh-huh. And I would sit next to, they had these huge round tables. I mean, King Arthur would have been jealous. You could see 20 to 25 at a table. And there would be, the one I always sat next to was completely filled with Asian students who had stacks of mathematical books and topics, you know, subjects. Mm-hmm. I didn't know anything. And they were talking about this back and forth. You could pick up bits and pieces of what they were saying. But I know I always left them feeling a little dumber.
Well, I think they must go to school a little longer. I mean, longer hours of the day, right?
There are cultures too that emphasize education. You know, I have known so many uber successful Jewish people over the years, especially living in Florida, and they all tell you that we didn't have a choice. You know, we did our homework; it was pounded in. You're going to do it. This is the way it's done, and. You know, there was that educational discipline too. So
maybe American kids are having a little more fun, but are a little dumber.
How was the
ignorance is bliss?
True.
How was the sloppy Joe downstairs earlier this morning?
It was sloppy.
Well, I see you out
well,
for no
exactly what it is.
No fun because I can see your plate downstairs.
It's amazing how you have that X-ray vision.
Well, I made it for you.
Well, I appreciate that. We spoke about it yesterday. I told you I was excited about it.
She hasn't tried it yet, I don't think.
Remember, she was the catalyst of that ham and cheese
sandwich I never asked for but thoroughly enjoyed.
I'm just like any other cook. I like to know if everybody liked what I prepared. That's all.
Oh, it was wonderful.
I mean, a lot of love goes into that sauce.
It was great.
It's a sauce that does not have a recipe. It's got to be tweaked and tweaked and tweaked until it's just right.
Oh, I tweaked it
right amount of alcohol in it.
What? You tweaked it all right?
No, I mean, I haven't been eating it. As a matter of fact, I got a little sloppy extra.
Yeah, this morning I did something I have never managed to do before leaving the house. I've got my paper Baumhauer's bag with all the stuff for the Sloppy Joes. No. I've got everything I need for work and my full 44-ounce styrofoam coffee cup. As I'm trying to enter the garage door, the tip of the cup broke off in my hand and went straight down, and the liquid splashed up and literally covered me from head to toe. I had to run back in and change everything.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, I pulled the shirt off outside because it was scalding hot.
Right.
How loud and profane were you?
I wasn't. I was in a good mood. No, really, this is weird. I was in a good mood this morning.
I didn't get angry at all.
No, but you've seen sometimes one sets me off, and I just didn't give in today.
Well,
good.
It was
good.
Coffee that drenched you. Had it been Sloppy Joe's, Bailey would be on that side right now. Mm-hmm.
If,
she would be licking on you.
I always have a backup plan in case, you know, I did spill the Sloppy Joe's.
I was going to say, what if there was no food?
But that wasn't going to happen because I burped the Tupperware, and it had a nice seal on it today when I left.
Could you bring out a replay show real quick if there was no food?
Oh, if there was no food,
it's
he would just...
Kolaches.
Yeah, we'd just stop. He'd just stop by G&S. That's the backup.
And nobody complains about that backup.
No.
We are at 6:23. We're going to get our first look at the roads. Rich has the timeline for at last, the final day of May. This month always seemed
long.
How
did that happen?
There was a whole week of it left after Memorial Day, and it's going to be the same one day worse next year. At 6:23, I'll have the Cheap and Trashy. There's a few interesting odds and ends in there, including an incident involving Bill Murray and Chevy Chase from years ago. Mm-hmm. And Arnold, Arnold.
I'll be back.
Has a rap album. Wait till you hear that.
Mm-hmm.
And more.
Montgomery Skywatch with a look at your early morning traffic, and we don't see a lot of problems out there. It's a good time to be traveling because the interstates are moving along just fine. There are no delays or hitches on 65 or 85. If you're traveling on the boulevard this morning, we're starting to see traffic build up around the major intersections, but there aren't any problems for you. Everybody's rolling along just fine, and there are no delays this morning on the 31s. Prime leasing space is available in Premier Place Shopping Center, anchored by Walmart, Shoe Station, Big Lots, Burks, and Michaels on Cobbs Ford Road. For further information, contact David McClinton at 270-9177. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Spring is in full swing now, and Cat House Marine is ready to get you on the water. If you need service or a new Yamaha outboard powered pontoon or bass boat, Cat House Marine is the place to go. At Cat House Marine, they have Yamaha outboard certified technicians and offer complete service on most makes and models. They have a great selection of new and used boats. So come browse the lot and find the one that is right for you today. You'll find great sales and service at your local Yamaha outboard dealer, Cat House Marine. Visit them on the web at cathousemarine.com or call 517-6500. That's 517-6500. Cat House Marine, I-65, exit 179. Go east 1 mile. Call today and make an appointment for same-day basic service.
Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in Montgomery? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll be introduced to our three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Stan Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Montgomery area who want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Montgomery is a perfect market for my system, and next week I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where we'll share how to get started making money flipping houses and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get 2 free tickets to Fan's Workshop, text your 5-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your 5-digit zip code to 82,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
Yes! Mm-hmm. Yes, we do buy
diamonds, gemstones, gold and platinum.
Yes, we do buy
or trade.
Yes, we do.
Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry is open 7 days a week at the Pepper Tree Shops on Vaughn Road. It's time for the 2019 Parade of Homes, June 1st and 2nd and 8th and 9th. The Greater Montgomery Home Builders Association invites you to check out their central site in Lockwood, as well as 3 additional villages. The 2019 Ideal Home is located in Lockwood, and the Greater Montgomery Home Builders Association is eager for you to see all of the more than 30 homes on the parade route. Pick up your free guide for the 2019 Parade of Homes at any Riverbank location in the River Region. The Greater Montgomery Home Builders Association's Parade of Homes, June 1st and 2nd and 8th and 9th in Montgomery.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Gotta go to work, running out of ambition. It's a medical condition. I'm so burned out here on this morning drive. Gonna be late and I'm so tired. Any day I might get fired. I'm burning out from my job. It's 9 to 5. Burned out 9 to 5. Really needing a vacation. Feel like I could die. And I'm running out of patience. I am gonna cry. My job is making me panic. And I really want to jump in. I am sleep deprived.
right now. It's 6:29, the timeline for the final day of May with your host, Rich Thomas.
151st day of the year. There are 214 days remaining. Pretty soon we'll be getting to that 50-50 point. This is a heat awareness day. How's the air conditioner working, Jay?
It's wonderful.
Good.
Feels
it's
real
so
nice.
It's actually pleasant outside this morning, too, because there's a little bit lower
humidity.
Yeah.
It's not too bad. National Macaroon Day, which is a small coconut cookie. It's World No Tobacco Day.
That's really good me for.
You're the only one in this room that still smokes.
Yeah, well, nobody told me tomorrow's going to be World Tobacco Day. Why don't you try not have some tobacco? It's too late.
That would have made a difference.
Next year.
Okay.
160 years ago, 1859, Big Ben, the world's most famous clock, was completed in London, went into operation above the British Parliament, 321 feet tall. That's the building is. Big Ben is now being refurbished. It will ring again on a regular schedule in 2021. Now they do it on special occasions. 149 years ago, 1870, Professor Edward D. Smelt of New York City patented his new invention, asphalt. United States has more than 2.7 million miles of paved roads, and 94% of them are surfaced with asphalt. And most of the resurfacing work in the country is being done right now in Montgomery, Alabama.
Wish they'd stop with these uneven lanes on 85.
Jeez, that's dangerous.
It really is. And then they got they add a lane, and they got double lines, and one of those wrecks every day. Taylor Road. Man.
5 o'clock in the morning, it's a crap game getting on the interstate.
Mm-hmm.
1879, Madison Square Garden opens in New York City, named after the fourth president, James Madison. 1884, Dr. John Harvey Kellogg patents flaked cereal. Shortly thereafter, cows invented milk. 1889, the Johnstown flood. This is the when the South Fork Dam collapsed, causing a flood that killed more than 2,200 people in Johnstown, Pennsylvania, 60 miles east of Pittsburgh. 1911, the hull of the British liner RMS Titanic is launched from its building Perth in the port of Belfast, less than a year before its fateful maiden voyage. And now, our song of the day. And with Elton John's movie Rocket Man debuting across the country today, how could we not play something from EJ? So let me pick the quintessential Elton song in my mind. This one from Madman Across the Water, side one, cut one. If an extraterrestrial asked me to play an example of one Elton John song, it would have to be this one. Blue Jean Baby, L.A. Lady, seamstress for the band. Pretty eyes, pirate smile, you'll marry a music man. Words by Bernie Taupin, the music from Elton John. This is Tiny Dancer.
Blue Jean Baby, L.A. Lady, seamstress for the band.
Man, he is Elton John. That was a great album from the early 70s. 43 years ago in 76, The Who headlined a concert in England and became, in the Guinness Book of World Records, England's loudest band, or actually the loudest band ever. Set measured at 126 decibels, which is as loud as a gunshot.
Bands,
wow. So bands started battling for this title, and the Guinness people wouldn't hear of it, so they got rid of the category.
Loudest band I ever heard, and my ears rang for 2 days, was Steppenwolf.
Same.
In a 4,000-seat amphitheater in Chicago.
I saw them at the Wharf in Orange Beach.
We kid about Spinal Tap all the time. Their tagline, England's loudest band.
Mm-hmm. Still in my DVD player.
Yeah, you'll love it someday.
Is it stuck?
Yeah.
1977, the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline, 3 years in the making, is completed. This is the day 29 years ago that Seinfeld debuted on NBC, and it was a slow start. It didn't catch on for a while, but of course it eventually did in a big way.
What's the deal with that?
It's a show about nothing. 19 years ago in 2000, the first episode of Survivor aired on CBS. Boy, oh boy, how that guy, you know, the guy who hosted, John Probst.
Oh, yeah.
How he gets excited for a new season of
Survivor. Jeff Probst hosted Rock and Roll Jeopardy on VH1 before Survivor.
Is that right?
Yes, and I enjoyed that show way more than I enjoyed Survivor.
Before that, he was on the beginnings of a station called FX.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What did he do?
He hosted a show at the end of their broadcast day, late at night, answering emails.
Really?
Just answering letters. Like, the whole station FX, all of their local programming came out of an apartment building that they rented in downtown New York.
You are kidding me.
I'm not kidding you. Because they used to have a morning show that had a puppet on it, and also had Captain Kangaroo.
Yeah.
His actual, what was his name?
Bob Keeshan.
Yeah, Bob Keeshan would host a little segment every morning from his little green chair in one of the apartments.
Isn't FX Fox now?
I mean, it is. It was always Fox.
Yeah.
It was just
or
they were
FXX?
Trying.
Yeah.
Well, they have two. There's FX and then there's FF.
I never know what either one of those things runs.
They can't do a third one because you just can't have FFX. Triple X.
Oh, Triple X.
Yeah,
it's doing well.
Pronounce it.
2003, the Olympic Park bombing suspect Eric Robert Rudolph is arrested outside a grocery store in Murphy, North Carolina. Whenever you have a criminal and you use their middle name, he's a big deal criminal. You know,
but the real tragedy of that, above and beyond the initial event,
is the guy who was falsely accused.
Richard Jewell.
Yeah.
Clint Eastwood's doing a movie about that.
Is he?
Yeah.
That's one I might want to go see.
Disney dropped it, but Warner Brothers picked it up, so it's still going to go ahead and get made.
No human being should ever have to go through that kind of injustice. That was the worst.
This is the day 14 years ago that we found out who Deep Throat was. Former FBI agent Mark Felt revealed that he was Deep Throat, the secret source that brought down President Nixon in the Watergate scandal.
Did that right before he died, right?
Yeah, so he did. That's right. He was dying. So now the only remaining mystery is who Carly Simon was singing about it in your survey.
Doesn't she supposed to come out with a word every year?
Yeah, supposedly she's going to reveal slowly and milk this cow. 2 years ago in 2017, Kathy Griffin was fired from CNN for tweeting a photo of herself in Trump's fake severed head. She was supposed to host that year's New Year's Eve special. Have you heard of what she's doing lately?
No.
Exactly. Colin Farrell is 43 today. Brooke Shields, little girl in Blue Lagoon, is 54.
Oh, wow.
Corey Hart is still wearing his sunglasses at night at age 57. Leah Thompson is 58. Chris Elliott, funny guy, is 59. Tom Berenger is 70. Joe Namath, 76 today. So is Sharon Gless. She was on Cagney and Lacey. She's 76. And Peter Yarrow, Peter, Paul, and Merrill.
80-something.
And Merrill.
Peter, Paul, and Merrill Lynch.
The less known group. The less known. He's 81. Clint Eastwood's 89.
89?
He's 89. Former mayor of
Carmel,
California. That's his claim to fame. 16 days till Father's Day, 34 days till 4th of July, 91 days till SEC football, and we're running late. That's your timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas.
Time now for Baumhauer's winning word of the day.
Oh, how exciting.
And the winning word of the day is
bucket. Bucket. Try Yings and Wings buckets. Kick off the weekend with a giant Yingling branded bucket full of your favorite wings at Baumhauer's for just $29.99. And if you're thirsty, you can wash that down with a crisp, refreshing pitcher of Yingling for just $7.99 all day, every day. Yings and Wings going on now at Baumhauer's Victory Grill. At both locations for lunch, Monday through Friday, downtown at 201 Union, parking, climate control, comfort, and of course, 7 days a week at the Boulevard location. At 6:38, we'll be joining Rising in just a moment to talk about what foods that we want to try.
Food that you want to try that, but you haven't, like kelp. Is that seaweed?
Yeah.
It's stuck in your
I mean, is that seaweed? Yeah. Because I've had seaweed salad, like with a sushi dish.
Got seaweed on your teeth there.
It's good.
Well, before we hit them...
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com. Montgomery
Subaru. Lots of sunshine today. Pretty typical June day here on the last day of May. High around 92. Rain chances about 10% at best. Yesterday we had a couple of showers around, some heavy downpours, but about 15% of the area was affected. Low tonight in mid-60s. Tomorrow and Sunday, sunshine dominates. High in the low 90s both days, Saturday and Sunday. Upper 80s on the coast, dry for the next several days. We'll be in the low to mid-90s on Monday. We'll be in the mid-90s on Tuesday and Wednesday. Excuse me, maybe some widely scattered storms by middle of the week, but it's get out the sprinkler time. Right now this morning, calm winds, 88% humidity, temperature is 71 at 640.
We had Ryan from Infusion stop by yesterday afternoon.
Yeah.
Have you heard about Allison, the woman that's coming there? They're going total body now with, reconfiguring lifestyles that can remap all of your eating habits and tell you why you're heavy, how to get rid of it. It's amazing.
I got the tour yesterday of the new facility.
They are doing a head-to-toe laser.
Yep.
Laser.
They're going to have a... That's right. Hopefully not with ill-tempered... It's just amazing, though, to see the growth and to see how many people have embraced science as a way of feeling better.
Did you look at every room and what they're doing in every room? It's just amazing.
They were shorthanded and had a lot of people to take care of, so I saw the cryo room.
Oh.
And, of course, the IV room.
Right.
Which is like a luxury terminal in an airport.
It is now.
You know?
A lot more chairs, right?
Not just more chairs, but soft leather chairs.
Beautiful.
Make you very comfortable.
Yeah.
While you're having vitamins and good things pumped into your system. That's Infusion 296-1662.
Brighten your morning. Energize your day. Live from Montgomery, it's the all-new Rising at 6 on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The majority of Americans call themselves foodies, and I think I unfortunately am among those.
Yes.
According to a new survey.
Yeah, but according to this new survey, there are foods that people want to try, but they just haven't yet. Now, these things include kelp, goat, rolled ice cream, foods infused with CBD, and avocado toast, and that rounds out the top five.
All right, a lot of food to talk about. Let's bring in 3 minute lady over at News Talk 93.1. Good morning, guys.
Yeah,
good morning.
You guys get to try a lot of food over there.
Yeah,
we've
definitely.
Heard.
Yeah, come on, Greg. What can we get kelp for breakfast?
You want me to make that next
I want some
week?
Kelp.
You want kelp sandwiches?
I want you to infuse it all with CBD, please.
Do you not have kelp in like those superfood salads? Is that not you know what I'm talking about?
Yes. What's a salad?
Point made. But like those, like you can bag the seven superfood salad or whatever.
I don't know. All I know is that I used to pull kelp
besides
out of
kale.
When I had a boat, I used to pull kelp out of the propeller because it would get stuck in there.
Now, if it's legit seaweed, well, I've had seaweed salad at a sushi place.
You need some kelp after that.
Yeah.
And who doesn't wake up lusting for a delicious rotisserie goat?
Yeah, it's right.
There, sorry.
If it's fresh goat.
Fresh.
If it's fresh goat.
I don't know. That's probably one of the only things on the list that I'm like, yeah, I actually have wanted to try some goat.
Did you see number 10 on the list? Number 10 on the list is hemp.
Oh.
Aren't they putting that in food in Colorado?
Yeah. They,
you
they,
are there. I don't know.
Yesterday, I'm not trying to take us off because I know we always stay focused on our topic on
always.
This segment,
yeah,
right?
Right.
Always.
Yeah. Somebody sent me a picture from Colorado, and it looked like a giant Walmart, except it was Hemp Mart or Weed Mart. That was
Weed
the name.
Weed Mart.
Weed Mart. I mean, it's a giant store. I mean, how many different things can they do with that stuff out there?
I don't know. They need to put a fast food place next to Weed Mart.
Yeah. Or a two-story vending machine with chips and Doritos in it. That's what my friends have told me, that stuff can make you hungry.
Did you
they
guys...
probably have the nicest store greeter as you walk in, too.
Hey, man.
I'm nervous about the question that Rich is about to ask us.
Hey, welcome to Weed Mart.
Awesome! Did you guys see the email I sent you about KFC's announcement yesterday about They're gonna open that tab there. They're gonna have plant substitute for chicken.
What is this nonsense? They got to make meat out of plants. What is this? I've lived a few years. They're always trying to reinvent the wheel.
Right.
This is not going to go anywhere.
There are some people that have certain allergies that could benefit from the different stuff, like the Impossible Burger.
Yeah.
That's going on right now. Yeah, there are some people that can't tolerate the red meat.
Would they change
stuff? So they're giving them an option, so they don't have to feel like the odd man out when all their little buddies go to Burger King.
Now that I've been publicly shamed by Emily,
hi,
for thinking only of myself.
Are they going to change the name to KFP? You know, just like IHOP did.
Yeah, well, they changed it back.
Yeah, well, they have an announcement coming soon, right? IHOP is going to do something else.
I wish they would stop playing games with the public.
They're going to try and get more attention.
Exactly.
That's right.
Everybody's waiting patiently for that announcement.
It worked last time, didn't it? The attention.
What is rolled ice cream? That sounds like ice cream that got beat up on the way home.
You know? Oh, I'm pretty sure it's Thai ice cream, where they kind of like marble slab cream. If you've ever been there, they like make it on that really, really cold slab.
Yeah.
Spread it out. Cold stone, that's it. And then they spread it out.
I was like, is that a Georgia thing?
It is a Georgia thing.
It's a freezing cold stainless steel kind of surface, and they mix it all.
Then they like go
roll
like,
the ice cream.
They
up,
mix
yeah.
everything
with
together
exactly.
with these
like
two shovels.
You might have a career in rolling ice cream, just like that, yes.
All right, well, unfortunately, we are out of time for this great conversation this morning, guys. We'll see you on Monday morning.
Right.
Go try a food this weekend that you've
have,
been
have
wanting.
Have some
maybe
kelp and goat.
To your BLT
I can't believe
can say,
we didn't even get to talk about that.
We got some leftover sloppy Joe downstairs. Try that.
That's exactly why I said let's cut it off, because Ben will be here all day.
Yeah.
All right, if you want to hear more from 3 Minute and a Lady, be sure to tune in to News Talk 93.1. That's Monday through Friday starting at 6.
Boy, that one was...
Yeah.
Well, we got that paper slam on air, so.
Oh, what was wrong with that?
You legitimately looked angry.
Yeah.
You came across looking legitimately angry.
Like, ah-rah!
Like, if you were trying to, if that was just a, you know.
That was a.
A humor thing. You actually
ain't
looked angry.
Ain't nobody gonna know.
All right, starting next week, I'm doing this segment with a bag over my head.
I would like to see the ratings, their ratings at that hour of the morning, see how many people are actually...
Well, there's the...
I'll tell you what, two stations.
I'll tell you what, if you go by the ladies who feed the grazers at Costco, we're big. We are really big, because they always talk about every time we go up there. We are at 6:46 on News Talk. We're going to hit the traffic dungeon here real quick and check in with Mr. Balaki. And then some odds and ends, but the most interesting story of the morning in the Cheap and Trashy involves a cheap and trashy moment between Bill Murray and Chevy Chase, 6:47.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings, for portable restrooms that are elegantly appointed with multiple vanities, hot and cold running water, private stalls with flushing toilets, stereos, and air conditioning. You can trust Formal Outings.
Montgomery Skywatch with a look at your Friday morning traffic. It's a good time to be out on the roadways because we don't have any hang-ups on I-65 or on I-85 this morning. Traffic around the boulevard is building up pretty quickly. Be careful around the intersections. If you're headed into downtown or the Air Force Base gates, be careful. There's a lot of folks rolling with you this morning. When you're in an accident, you have lots of questions and need answers. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. No representation is made through the quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Today's show is brought to you by Friday. Watch how much we phone this one in.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15-SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 9224.
27 years ago, Steve Worth rented a storefront in Montgomery and opened the first location of Worth Cleaners. A lot has changed since 1991. Two buildings and over 20 employees make Worth Cleaners who they are today, along with Worth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service. Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all. Professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same day and express service, professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office, wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Worth Cleaners has been successful for nearly three decades, but how they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery year after year. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. When it's worth it, choose Worth Cleaners.
Mr. Sandman.
Okay, Memorial Day is gone, but I have an exciting new sale that will run till June 10th. It's the after Memorial Day sale at Mr. Sandman Mattress. With tremendous discounts on this area's largest selection of quality mattresses and beds, great pillows, and the lowest true cost on adjustable bases. All Serta, Jameson, Restonic, Southern, and Scandinavian mattresses are on sale. Not just a few special purchases or limited editions. No interest financing is available with approved credit. We have mattresses in stock for fast pickup or delivery. This is Mr. Sandman's biggest sale since our Memorial Day sale. We have just added Diamond Bed-in-the-Box mattresses to our lineup. Made in America, fabulous quality and comfort, and can ship in the U.S. at no cost. Before ordering online, you need to try these amazing mattresses in Montgomery on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen and in Millbrook on Highway 14 across from the Dollar General. Go to this area's favorite store for 18 years, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores, open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hince Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
So what is everybody going to see this weekend? I was surprised this morning when a source that likes to project box office said that the Elton John movie will gross $20 million, and that struck me as being very low. So why don't we do a little pool amongst the four of us here. We'll put our initials down.
And we're doing this for the Elton John film?
Yes.
Okay.
They're projecting $20
million. You know, if they're going to start that low, I'll go 50.
I'll go 42. Rich goes 50.
12!
Jay?
I will go with 30.
30. Okay.
Closest without going over.
Now,
that's the Price is Right rule.
They're projecting $55 million for Godzilla. I'm going to go up on that one and say 65.
78
for Emily.
I was going to say 75.
Okay, and Jay?
And they're projecting 55, so I'm going to go with 58.
58. All right. Would you please seal these results and location?
Yes.
Also known as, will you please keep up with this one sheet of paper, because there's a high probability it'll be lost in my duffel bag. Hashtag real talk.
And to think of all the time I stood next to that pot, tweaking that.
Where's your violin, little boy?
When do you go off the steroids? I'm asking for a friend. When do the steroids?
You know, they doubled up my steroids. Like, I had a shot in the ER.
Well, you could never tell from your attitude.
And then 12 hours later, my doctor gave me another shot of steroids, and I started a steroid pack. Yay, roids!
I see Rocket Man got a
12.
89 from the critics and a 64 on opening night. So that's interesting.
64, that's like Rotten Tomatoes?
Yeah.
Because I'm always, you know, if you're going to guess box office, you kind of got to gauge it off word of mouth.
What about? I'm going to look up Godzilla.
As many movies had a great opening Friday, Thursday, Friday. But if the word of mouth, if the buzz isn't good, it gets around really fast in the social media era, and the next day it can tank. We'll see.
As far as I know, none of these have bad. Ooh, wow. Godzilla's got really bad.
Really? What did it get?
It's got a 41%.
Whoa!
That is bad.
But I've already made our predictions.
The audience score has a 91%.
See? The audience loved it.
That's because it's big spectacular CGI. The first one was really impressive. You know, again, we grew up with the guy in the rubber suit who bumped into power lines. Yes. And the new one can do some pretty impressive stuff. Bill Murray and Chevy Chase once got into a physical altercation. This is after Chevy left SNL. Murray, of course, was the guy that replaced him. It's a new book called Wild and Crazy Guys, How the Comedy Mavericks of the 80s Changed Hollywood Forever. Filled with amazing stories about people like Bill Murray and Chevy Chase. This happened after Chevy had left SNL for a better paying gig and came back to host. The cast was still upset with him. I remember that the best bit Belushi, one of the best he ever did, was the SNL cemetery, where they make him up as an old man, and the first grave he visits is Chevy Chase's. It's like, we don't know who that is. They were taking shots. Director John Landis was there. He says it was a huge altercation. Big guys really going at it. Bill Murray, on the other hand, said, it was a non-event. So whether it was a massive brawl or a silly little slap and shove, Chevy made amends a year later when they both happened to be at another party together. He put down his drink, marched towards Murray, a furious glare on his face. Murray tensed up, but as he reached him, Chase dropped to his knees, and I can't tell you what he offered to do ever.
Yeah, I read that.
The Borat movie is being blamed for the end of Pamela Anderson's and Kid Rock's marriage.
Huh.
Well, I've been waiting to hear about that.
I've been worried. Sleepless nights.
Oh, my God. Okay. In a new interview, Cohen says he texted Pamela after she showed Kid Rock the movie. He asked her how it went. She said they were getting divorced. And he asked her why, and she wrote back, "The movie. I thought it was a joke," but a few weeks later they got divorced and they put as a reason Borat. So it has some casualties. I never saw Borat. I didn't find him to be particularly funny.
Well, this reminds me. It's a certain type of humor.
I never saw it either.
Just reminds me of a product in the 60s, Borax, right?
Yeah. Raptors win game one of the NBA Finals last night. Again, Rocket Man, Godzilla, King of the Monsters, a movie called Ma with Octavia Spencer.
That creeps me out.
Ma?
Yeah, those.
It's about a lonely woman who buys a group of teenagers some booze and lets them party at her house. Then things get crazy as she becomes violently obsessive and possessive of said teens.
See, that's got a 64%.
It's very sinister.
On Rotten Tomatoes. That's the reviews. The audience score is 68, so it's more in line, 64-68.
How's that spelled, Ma?
M-A.
Meh.
It's not me. That's how it's spelled, Mark.
Ma.
Just to prove, as if we don't already know it, that Hollywood is completely bereft of any new ideas, Reese Witherspoon is working on Legally Blonde 3.
Legally Blonde.
What did I say?
Legally Bond. Legally Bond. It's like a Bond. James Bond thing.
Legally Bond. Snooki and her husband have reproduced for the third time.
I like how you put that.
Well, that's a subspecies of the human race there.
They've reproduced.
I still have some funny Snooki stuff in the system. Yesterday, Chicago police still angry over the way the Jesse Smollett case seemed to go away, as things often do in Chicago, released all the documents and video evidence You won't see it immediately because some of the video, they have to redact license plates and things on cars.
I hate to keep going back to Rotten Tomatoes again, but Aladdin has a 56% score, which is bad. But the audience score for Aladdin is 94%.
Yeah, Kristen told us we needed to go see
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
And those are probably based on whether or not the kids that went to see it enjoyed it. So if the kids enjoyed it, it made the parents feel good, so it got a high rating.
Just interesting to see how big the gap is.
All right.
Look, I just watched Blade Runner Trinity. What is it? Blade Trinity?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm catching up.
So, you're going to see Godzilla today?
Yes.
All right. I'll go to check out Rocket Man.